Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Kathy Davidson, program specialist for MAD East Texas, aka Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Kathy, welcome and great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Kathy, I don't know. In 33 years in Tyler, I don't know how much coverage I personally, let alone the radio stations I've worked for, have given to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And the effort continues. Just as a little bit of background, we have had MAD featured on the In Focus show any number of times in the past, and I thought this year it would be great to have you in right around just before Thanksgiving. And I think we've done this before because there's such a special emphasis on your work during the holiday season, and there are good reasons for that a lot of people know, but that will certainly refresh their memories on during the course of the program. Tell us a little bit about you and your affiliation with MAD. East Texas, you've been there a couple of years now?
Yes. So, I work for Mothers Against Drunk Driving in East Texas. I've done this position for about 2 years, and it's really a passion of mine. I have kids here in East Texas, and I want them to be safe on the roads. Unfortunately, we've kind of seen an uptick in fatalities in the East Texas region, and so it's really important to get our message out, and so we're just so thankful to be here.
You bet. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, very high-profile organization. Most people at least have an idea what MAD is all about, but let's just go ahead again, and for those who don't know and who may need their memories refreshed a little bit, actually it started in 1980 right here in Texas, in Irving, actually, and if you can tell us a little bit about that history and basically simply stated your mission and your purpose for showing up for work every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was started in 1980 when Candace Leitner lost her 13-year-old daughter to a drunk driver. As we all know, a lot of times out of tragedy, people try to make sense of it and they try to make a difference. And so she started this grassroots organization, and we've been working hard ever since. We have four main goals. The first one, we want to end drunk driving. We want to have no more people dying because somebody chose to drink and then drive. The second one is to help fight against drug driving. The third, we support the victims of this violent crime. We've actually helped over 1 million victims since we were founded. And then the last one is to prevent underage drinking. We know that if students wait till 21, they're less likely to become a drunk driver when they become an adult.
All righty. Now, you are actually funded by the Texas Department of Transportation, and you have one other person in your office in Tyler, and she is responsible for working with victims. Victim services is a big part of what you do, but tell us a little bit about what – and she's funded through a different organization, I believe, but you're funded through TxDOT. Tell us a little bit about exactly what your responsibilities are.
Okay. So, yes, we're – kind of more traffic oriented. The main things that I do that I spend my time with is working with youth. So that's in school. I do presentations, trying to educate youth on the dangers of underage drinking as well as substance abuse. We've added prescription drug use as well as marijuana use in there. And then I work with parents because we know that it's really important that parents have critical conversations with their kiddos. If we know that 75% of youth say their parents have the most influence on whether or not they choose to use alcohol. And then the last part of my job is working with community members as well as law enforcement. We do some appreciation events for our law enforcement as well as provide them with resources.
All righty. Well, no doubt you're a very busy person. And while we're talking about what you do for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, people just might want to know how to get in touch with you directly. The phone number is 903-534-6000. That'll get you directly in touch with the East Texas office, which is based in Tyler. Your email is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, dot Davidson at mad.org. And you can also go to the national website for more information. That is mad.org with two Ds, M-A-D. dd.org. So if somebody wants to schedule the program or learn a little bit more about Mothers Against Drunk Driving and your presence here in East Texas, the first thing they probably should do is just go ahead and call that main number, 534-6000.
Absolutely. And they can even call my extension, which is 4806, or they can email me. That'd be great.
All right. Very good. And that is a 903-534-6000. We're talking to Kathy Davidson with Mad East Texas Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. You serve four counties in East Texas. Of course, Smith, where Mad East Texas is based, but three other counties as well.
Correct. We also have Gregg. And then since 2020, we have added Henderson and Van Zandt counties.
So if you're in any of those four counties, Smith, Gregg, Henderson, and Van Zandt, this is the person, this is the office you need to be in contact with. If you want to know more, or if you want to set up a program, or just learn more about what Mad East Texas does. And you have seven affiliates in Texas: Northeast, South, Southeast, Central, West, and then another Southeast, South Texas affiliate in Edinburgh. But Mad East Texas just serves those four counties. Let's get into some of the meat of why MAD continues to thrive and why you continue to maintain a presence in Texas and in East Texas. And I think the best way to do that is some national drunk driving facts. And we'll start with one of the things that you've done. Since you started in 1980 in Irving, you've helped to cut drunk driving deaths by half. That's 50%. Talk a little bit about that, and then maybe some of the other things that you've accomplished over the last 42 years.
Okay. So as of 2019, we had cut it in half. So back in the 80s, it was about 20,000 people that were killed each year due to drunk driving. As of 2019, we got it to 10,000, which was 50%. Unfortunately, with COVID, people have decided to do more risky behaviors, and our numbers are starting to increase back up. As of 2020, it was over 11,000. So we're seeing things go the wrong direction.
Okay. Well, all the more reason to have you here with us today. Now, you've served over 1 million victims.
That's right. So we've been in business for 42 years, the national office has. And some of the services that we do provide are we help people access funds to help with maybe counseling or with medical costs or even funeral expenses, things like that, as well as our victim services team will help you write your victim impact statement when you're headed to court, and they'll be there with you to support. We also have online support groups, as well as I don't think we've put the in-person ones back into play since COVID has happened, but I know that that is a plan for the future.
Uh-huh. And all of this is taken care of in East Texas by you and your associates.
Yes.
Who concentrates on victim services, but I imagine a lot of what you do is done, well, you mentioned online, so this sounds like an awful lot for just two people. I'll bet that a lot of it is just done by people interacting with MAD on the national level. Is that true as well?
Some of it, yeah. We're both very busy, of course, and my coworker, she has a caseload, so they're mostly East Texas, but she also sees, she has a couple cases I know in Dallas.
She had
one that went to court last week, and she got the results that they were hoping for. So there is good stuff going on every day, and we just have to try to do our best to do our part.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you call that number, 903-534-6000, any question that you have, I'm sure you can get answered. Also, email kathy.davidson@mad.org. That's K-A-T-H-Y and M-A-D-D. And you can always check that national website, madd.org. We're talking to Kathy Davidson, program specialist with MAD East Texas, Mothers Against Drunk Driving for East Texas. I'm John Sims. And did I mention that this is In Focus? If I did, well, you heard it twice in 30 seconds, so all the better for you to remember it. Two out of three people will be impacted by drunk driving in their lifetime. And it's a ripple effect, I think, really. I mean, first you have the person consuming the alcohol or taking that drug they shouldn't be taking. Then there's the crash, and then people, the families of the victims, the families of the perpetrators as well. I mean, any given drunk driving accident can affect just a long list of people, it seems.
Absolutely. It affects an entire community. Unfortunately, we lost a student at one of the local high schools this last January.
Yeah.
And her case is going to court sometime, hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm.
We also lost a deputy sheriff over the summer. And so, I mean, that doesn't just affect that family, it affects everybody.
Uh-huh.
And so we just try to help in ways that we can, offer support and information. And then, of course, we try to get out there and tell people, you know, if you're going to drink, do not drive. There are so many different options that people have nowadays that they didn't have a few years back.
Mm-hmm. And both of those cases that you mentioned, widely covered in local news, including on our radio stations.
Yes.
So people are well aware of that. And just the fact that I don't think Mothers Against Drunk Driving showed up too much in those news stories. So it's important for people to know how you are involved in getting those cases resolved. Every day, 29 people are killed in drunk driving crashes, or every 50 minutes, someone is killed. Those are just more harrowing statistics.
Absolutely. Every 50 minutes, someone is killed. And then another thing that is really alarming that I found out when I first started working for MAD is that the average drunk driver gets home 80 times before his first arrest. So anytime even if they're not arrested, there's drunk drivers out on those roads. So people just really, you need to wear your seatbelt, first of all, because that's your best protection. But just be aware.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that comes to my mind as I listen to you tell us this is, you know, you get out there, you're inebriated, and you get away with it 80 times, and all that can do is make you even more cocky and overconfident.
Absolutely. And so then a lot of times when they get caught is when we have a tragedy like we've seen.
Mm-hmm. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 2020 crash fatality data, alcohol-impaired driving and drunk driving claimed the lives of 11,654 people in 2020. I guess, long story short, 42 years in business, you've done a lot, but there's still a long way to go.
Absolutely. And the 2021 numbers are even worse. It's over 12,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got to get our name out there. We've got to get our message out there. And we're trying to work it from every angle possible.
Mm-hmm. National Youth Facts, and I know that so much of what you personally do and what MAD does overall has to do with educating youth. And there are a number of things. Feel free to just go ahead and take the ball and run with it and maybe go down some of these different eye-opening facts that you're trying to get out there.
Yeah, so motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens 15 to 18 years old in the United States. Some of that is because of inexperience, but also young drivers are more willing to take risks. In 2020, there were 2,276 people killed in crashes involving a teen passenger vehicle driver 15 to 18. And 748 of those deaths were the teen driver. It's an increase of 234 deaths over 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then even though the minimum legal drinking age in every state is 21, In 2020, 19% of teen passenger vehicle drivers involved in fatal crashes had alcohol in their system. This is a 3% increase over 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And again, whenever I talk to students, I always encourage them, wear your seatbelt, because it's the simplest way for everyone to be safe in a vehicle. But a lot of our teens are not buckling up. In 2020, 52% of teen passenger vehicles who died in crashes were unbuckled. Even more troubling, when the teen driver involved in the fatal crash was unbuckled, 9 out of 10 of the passengers who died were also unbuckled.
Mm.
So if the driver will just put theirs on, then it sets a good example, and the sure. passengers are more likely to wear theirs. Cannabis and alcohol also are also dangerous, especially used by those under 21. Their brain is actually not fully developed until 25.
Right.
And so when they're in this rapid period of development, it can be really detrimental. And then this is really alarming, because I have a 12-year-old at home, but children begin to weigh the pros and cons of drinking alcohol as early as age 8.
My goodness. And I've heard that before, but I don't think you can help but be struck by that figure every mm-hmm. time you hear it, as early as age 8. I mean, they're exposed to it. They see things happening on television. There's the peer pressure aspect. So it's certainly noteworthy, but unfortunately not very surprising. And that means that it's never too early to start educating children.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, I've even had the pleasure of speaking to elementary school parents just to try to give them the awareness so that they can start. And with them, I mostly tell them, like, use an opportunity, like when you're out at a restaurant and you see other people drinking, just remind them this is an adult drink, it's not for children, and we have to, you have to wait.
Mm-hmm. MADS Underage Prevention Program, and I'll take a minute here to remind everybody you're listening to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us today, Kathy Davidson with the East Texas affiliate of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Quick contact information here, 903-534-6000 is the number to call if you want more information. You can also email kathy.davidson@mad.org, and also go to the national website, which is mad.org, M-A-D-D.org. Underage Prevention Programs, you have, first of all, the power of parents, and then the power of youth. You can go through both of those if you like.
Absolutely. So power of youth, we have actually 3 different programs that we offer now. We started this October with one specifically for elementary age students, and it's called The Power of Me. That one is more about being safe in a car, and then what to do if you're in a difficult situation where you feel unsafe. We tell them to tell an adult, wear your seatbelt, and then if you can get a different ride, do that. Power of Youth, we have one for middle school where we just kind of basically tell them what the effects of alcohol and other substances does to their growing brain. And then when we talk to high school students, we talk more about alcohol, again, with their growing brain, prescription drugs, as well as like marijuana and cannabis. But we also talk to them a lot about driving safety, because those high school students, they are the ones that are driving. And so we just want to make sure that they're being safe and they're showing safe practices.
Okay, and we've been giving out the mad.org website. Under Power of Youth, there's a separate website. We'll give that out right now. That is very yeah. easy to remember, powerofyouth.com, if you want to know more about that specific program. We're getting close to the holidays, and this is just kind of a teaser here. We're going to get to it in a few minutes, but I do just want to make sure everyone listening today understands we're going to talk in a few more minutes about the importance of what you do during the holiday season. But in the meantime, you're an advocacy group as well. You have a campaign to eliminate drunk driving. Why don't we go quickly through just some of the different things that you continue to advocate for as a national organization, and that you've had some success with, but which you're still working on. And,
absolutely.
Of course, legislative session coming up this coming year, so I guess you'll be busy with them again.
Yes, of course. So we do have 4 important steps in our campaign to eliminate drunk driving. The first one is we want high visibility law enforcement, support strong drunk driving enforcement, including sobriety checkpoints and saturation patrols to prevent people from committing the violent and 100% preventable crime. Basically, if those law enforcement are out there, people are less likely to commit this crime. Ignition interlocks, so require ignition interlock devices or in-car breathalyzers for all offenders to provide a sober breath sample before operating their vehicles. Advanced vehicle technology. We've got all sorts of things that we've been working on, but support the development of technology using breath or touch-based sensors to prevent a vehicle from moving if a driver is above the legal limit of 0.08 BAC. An advocate for the development of a fully autonomous vehicle. And then the last one, of course, is we need public support. So this part of the campaign was added in 2017. Everyone can take a personal responsibility for keeping our roadway safe by planning ahead to get home safely. If plans include alcohol and by supporting three other So if your plans include alcohol, make sure that your plans also include a safe way home. Since 2006, the launch of campaign, 35 states, as well as Washington, D.C., require interlocks for all offenders. As of 2011, all 50 states have some form of ignition interlock law, including Texas.
Okay, very good. So progress is being made, but again, still plenty of work to do. We're visiting with Kathy Davidson from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the East Texas affiliate, also known as MAD East Texas. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. If you want to talk to Kathy, schedule a program, possibly one of the programs like the ones we've been describing so far on the show, just give her a call at 903-534-6000. And it's okay to give out your extension too, isn't it? 4806.
Yep.
And 903-534-6000, extension 4806, if you want to get in touch with Kathy directly, or you can email kathy.davidson@mad.org. And that is Kathy with a K and Mad with two D's. National website is madmadd.org. The holiday season just around the corner, and one of the things you do every holiday season is tie one on for safety. And this is an awareness campaign, a reminder for people not to drive drunk or even mildly impaired. And I know in the past you've given out ribbons they can tie to, I think, with the old aerials and antennas pretty much out of business now, at least not like they were. I think there's something you can just kind of put on your car, like a magnet or something along
those lines. Yes, we do have some magnets that are ribbons, as well as we do have the old ribbons where people tie them on the grill of their car, because, of course, we don't have antennas anymore.
Well, some people do. My car has a little antenna.
Okay.
And maybe you're one of those folks that's still driving a 53 Chevy.
That's true. You would still have that.
Give Kathy a call if you want one. She can deliver it for you or make arrangements for you to come pick it up. And I say it. What if you want more than one? Well, that'll work, too. Get in touch with Kathy at 903-534-6000, extension 4806, or email kathy.davidson@mad.org. Ways to stay safe this holiday season. You've been over some of this already, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it and maybe add a couple of new wrinkles as well.
Absolutely. So you just need to plan ahead. So plan ahead, designate a non-drinking driver, use rideshare. There's Uber, Lyft, there's even some local ones, taxis. There's even public transportation. We're really lucky in this area that we do have so many options. And then party hosts, they need to plan for those non-drinking drivers. So they need to have some fun, non-alcoholic options, ensuring that their drivers get home safe. I know I was at a party last Christmas, and I was really impressed that the hosts made sure that every single person had a safe way home or they called Uber for them. So I think that's really great, taking responsibility if you are serving alcohol at your Christmas party.
Very good. And again, Kathy Davidson with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Let's run through maybe just a few of these holiday statistics to bring the point home even more efficiently, more effectively. Those numbers do have a way of sticking in people's minds. And if we can even just go through a few of those holiday statistics, I think it would be helpful.
Sure. So most people don't think about this, but drinking actually starts for Thanksgiving on Wednesday, November 25th. And some those crashes start, I mean, they're there all the time, but especially during the holidays. So let's see. So during the Thanksgiving weekend from 6 p.m. Wednesday, November 25th through 5:59 a.m. Monday, they count that whole weekend. Drunk driving killed 185 people. This was in 2020, which is 29% of all traffic deaths during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
From 2016 to 2020, there were 821 people died in alcohol-impaired crashes during the entire Thanksgiving holiday. Again, that's Wednesday through that Monday.
All right. And let's pause for a minute here. We may want to come back to some of this, but we're running a little bit short on time, and we want to get some other elements included in the show this morning. Bottom line, it's just so important. The holiday season, starting right around Thanksgiving and all the way through New Year's, is a time when people just need to be especially careful on the road in general. Wear that seatbelt. Just make an extra commitment not to drink and drive, because whether we like it or not, those numbers are going to spike during any holiday or holiday weekend, 4th of July, Labor
right.
Day. But this holiday season, I mean, running for 5 or 6 weeks, this is the one that maybe needs more attention than any other time of the year. So I hope everyone will keep that in mind. We want to talk a little bit about some of your other services. I know you do have that victim assistance and let's see, there's a 24-hour helpline, which is 877-MADDHELP. So if you need victim assistance, you can call that number. And I guess they can call your office as well if they're any kind of a victim. And we have already talked about how wide that net is cast as far as victims are concerned. If any victim of drunk driving needs assistance, all they need to do is call your office, right?
Yes, or call the helpline and they'll help put you in touch with someone from our victim services team.
Okay. And there's some other services on here as well. Find an attorney. There's a call in for by a concerned citizen. Tell us a little bit about those.
Right. So sometimes we do get calls in from concerned citizens. People have seen something or are worried about something. And so if they call in, then we will answer those questions. We will get to the source of the information and then fill them back in. The next one is our victim impact panel class.
Uh-huh.
So we do these all over Texas. And this is for someone who has been arrested for a drunk driving. And they have to come to this class. It's court ordered. They listen to a victim's story about their loss and how it's changed the impact of their life. And it's a hope that these people will not commit that same crime again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to help people to, in whatever way it takes, to not make that decision.
And you can help them find an attorney as well. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. We help survivors survive, you tell us. And I guess that's is that actually the name of one of the programs that you have?
No. So
But you do it. You help survivors survive. And I guess the best thing for us to do is just there is a link on the MAD.org website, and it's MAD.org/get-help/victim-assistance. And if you go to that link, you can learn a lot more about information about victim assistance.
Absolutely.
That you won't. That we unfortunately don't have time to go through on the show today. Getting down close to the end of the show, and again, we're with the holiday season very much on everybody's radar right now, if you can maybe give us one or two more facts and figures about holiday statistics, just to kind of drive that point home even more.
Right. So in the month of December in 2020, 937 people were killed in an alcohol related crash. On Christmas Day from 6 p.m. December 24th to 5:59 a.m. December 28th, 133 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes. Then we've got New Year's Eve through January 2nd. There were 76 people who were killed, and this is 2020, in alcohol-related crashes. New Year's Eve, there were 26 people killed in alcohol-related crashes in 2020.
And I'm going to have to cut it right there. Unfortunately, it was just getting all that much more informative. But again, just take special care during this holiday season when you're out and about. We're out of time, though. Kathy Davidson, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, thanks so much for coming in and sharing so much important information today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Kathy Davidson, Mad East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.